Shavuos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shavuos Bavli, Daf Gimel, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Mod Aleph, the second last line of the page, Vatani Dalfeis. Vatani Dalfeis Heichol Shtayim Shein Arba, if Meimer Lechiev, to say, or Lifto'o, and the Gemara rejects the answer that it gave, because it was taught there are two doors of the Heichol which are four, can you say that they are for Chiev or Pto'o, and the Yosef's conclusion is therefore unfounded. Nisni Shneimasar Ptor. The Gemara for the Mishnah Shabbos should teach 12 cases of Ptor because there are 4 cases of Akiris in which the other person did the Hanacha. In every case, both of them are exempt, and in the 4 cases when one person did the entire Malacha and is liable, the other person is totally passive and is exempt. Le'asina Misni Ela Ptor Shu Kneged Chiyuv. The Gemara answers that it teaches only exemption similar to the case of Chiyuv, means he bought something in or out, but he is exempt because he didn't do the Akira or Hanocha. Amar Chiyah Ba'ada, Mahu Ahim Patur the Tanin and Hocha Muta. And the second answer is from Rav Chiyah Ba'ada Ba'ava, what are the cases of exemption taught? When it's permitted means he was totally passive and the other person did the entire Malocha. There are 4 such cases. It's permitted regarding Shabbos, and it's forbidden due to the issue of Lifnei Iva, of causing someone else to stumble. Amar B'yosi, Ani Ba'oshe Echad Hein, Umanu Chachomim Shnayim. Rav Yosi says, The poor and the rich man are the same, and both are liable when they do the entire Hoitzar, which is taking out, or Hachnosa, bringing in. And Chachamim counted them like 2, because Hoitzar is an inferior malacha, we wouldn't have learned one from the other. Hachnosa Hoitzar, Shnayim Hein, Manu Chachamim Echad. And Hachnosa and Hoitzar, bringing in from a public rishus to a private rishus, and Hoitzar is out from a private rishus to a public rishus, there are 2 malachas, and the Chachamim counted them as 1. Yitzias HaShabbos, Ein Hachnosa Bichlal, Hamoitzi Moshus Lushus, Ein Hamachnis Bichlal. And the first source for that is the Mishnah taught, Yitzios of Shabbos. Is Hachnosa not included? Surely it is. The Mishnah that lists the Malachas taught one who is Moitzi from Moshus to Roshus is Machnis, bringing into from a public to private domain, not included. Oid Me'adar, Dama Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hichnis Chatzi Gregus, Hoitzi Chatzi Gregus, Chayev. A second source is Rabbi Yossi, who talks in the name of Yochanan, that one who entered brought in half a gregus, which is the quantity of food to which one is liable, the size of a fig, and took out half a gregus, he is liable. So he did a half a malacha taking out and half a malacha taking in, and we find him liable. Rabbi Nancha Haitzah, Kuriya Malacha. So the Gemara asks what's the source that Haitzah is called a malacha. Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Haitzah B'Moshe, V'Yavu Kol B'Machane, V'Goymeh, Nimnu ha'am melahitzi mibateihem laseis legizvorim melahitzi miyodam hachnis lishcha. And the Gemara answers from Rav Shmuel, quoting Rav Yochanan, the Pasuk says, Moshe commanded and a voice went out, means people refrained from taking from their houses the tenth to give to the treasurers who were accepting donations for the Mishkan, and the treasurers refrained from taking from their hand and bringing them into the chamber. Rav Chizki b'Shem Rabbi Acha Shamala min Ador v'tziu Masa min Bateichem v'yem HaShabbos v'chol Malacha l'Tasu. A second answer is from Rav Chizki quoting Rav Acha. He quotes from the Pasuk in Yirmi Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Chav Beis, and it says there, and you shall not take out a load from your houses on Shabbos, and you shall not do any Malacha. Rabbi Mana Amala Stam Rabbi Avin b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Mana said the following teaching, Stam. Rabbi Avin said the name of Yochanan. Taninan Tauti Klalin Vladamyan Dain Ladain. Shuis Shtaim Chain Alba Mevi Alba Korbanos. The Gemara for 2 generals are taught and they don't resemble each other. They're like different Tanayim. There are 2 oaths that are 4, he brings 4 Korbanos. This is like Rikiva who obligates for Shuis in the positive and negative, both for the future and the past, such as I will, I will not, I did or I did not. And then she says, Yudis Hatuma Shnaim Chain Alba Mevi. There are 2 primary yediyos of Tumah, which are 4 in all. However, Rekiva holds that he brings only 2 korbanos for forgetting the Tumah and entering the Beit HaMikdash or eating Kodshim, but not for remembering the Tumah and forgetting the Mikdash or Kodshim. And Rav Shmuel, who obligates for all 4 of these, obligates only for 2 Shavuos. The Blazer B'Shem Rabbi Avin, Patala, Patel Achoran, Shuvish Shtaim Shen Arba, Rekiva Oimer, and it should say, Yidus HaTumah Shnayim Shein Arba Rabbi Shmuel. The first answer is the Blazer, quoting Rav Avin, said that different Tanaim taught them. There are 2 oaths that are 4. Rabbi Kiva said this. There are two yudis of Tumah which are four, and it's Rabbi Shmuel who taught that. Rav Chagai by Koimei Rabbi Yosi, Velhamalik Rabbi Shmuel, Velhamalik Rabbi Akiva, Af Yehi, Yediyah Behelem Al Tumas Mikdash, Yediyah Behelem Al Tumas Hekdash. Rav Chagai asked Rabbi Yosi, why must Rabbi Avin establish the Sefer only like Rabbi Shmuel? It's even like Rabbi Akiva means he knew and forgot about Tumah and the Mikdash, or he knew and forgot about Tumah and the Kodshim. He exempts only when he remembers the Tumah and forgot about the Kodshim or Mikdash. Amalei man isle helem tumah vehelem mikdash lava bishmol van baye Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi answers that who holds that one is liable for helem for forgetting tumah and helem mikdash or helem tumah and kodshim? It's a bishmol, and we want to establish also the sefer like Rabbi Akiva. Pam sheyeshkan helem tumah vehelem mikdash ve'inachayev ela achas. Sometimes there is helem of the tumah and the mikdash, and is liable only once, even according to Rabbi Shmol. Hey Chavida, Nitma v'yada, Ne'alma hemenu tuma v'nechas v'migdash v'yartza v'yada. Ne'alam hemenu migdash v'nechas v'migdash v'yartza v'yada harikam helem tuma v'helem migdash v'nechai v'la'achas. How is this? He became Tommy, he knew, and then he forgot the tuma and entered the migdash and left and found out that he was Tommy. He forgot the migdash, entered the migdash and left and found out there is helem tuma and helem migdash and he's liable only once. And sometimes it seems that there are several yediyos, which is awarenesses, and several he'elamos, and he's liable only once. Heich, nitma v'yada ne'elma hemenu tuma, atu behelem tuma ne'elam hemenu mikdash, v'nechas v'mikdash, v'yatsa v'yada v'ama tuma zu, en chayivim alea korban. How is this? He became tummy, he knew and forgot the tuma, and with he'elam tuma, he forgot the mikdash, entered the Mikdash and left and found out and said, one is not liable a korban for this tuma. Nitma v'yada ne'elma hemenu tuma atu behelem tuma ne'elam hemenu mikdash v'nechas l'mikdash v'yadza avilu kama pa'amim v'vasof yada harikan kami yediyu v'elemos v'elomos v'enechaya v'la'achas. He became tummy again and knew and forgot the tuma, and with helem tuma he forgot the Mikdash, entered the Mikdash and left, even many times, and at the end he found out that one is chayav a korban for it. There are several yediyos and he'elamos, and he's liable only once.